The conference board took some specific actions, but it was kind of interesting. The Canadians, in attempt to get attention on their concern of a lack of accountability going on in both the trawl and some of our line fisheries where there is an observer coverage in the Gulf, put forward a motion under the harvest limits that Area 3A, which is, you know, the central Gulf of Alaska, primarily Kodiak area, quota should be reduced by a considerable amount to account for the bycatch taking place in some of the trawl and other non-halibut fisheries. And this, of course, was not supported by the U.S. section, but in an attempt to get people's attentions, the Canadians made some pretty strong arguments. And, of course, you know, they have 100% observer coverage with cameras and everything else in their area, and they point out that they pay almost $9,000 per vessel for their observer coverage, so they, you know, rightly were kind of sticking it to the U.S. side on the lack of accountability in the Gulf of Alaska under the catch elements. Specific to bycatch issues, the conference board has asked that the commission continue to work with the North Pacific Council and support lower caps, and as well, you know, the North Pacific Council is reviewing next week in Seattle a proposal that would possibly reduce the trawl and halibut caps in the Gulf of Alaska by 5, 10, or 15%. And so the number of the industry groups here are going to be attending that meeting next week in Seattle. And so there were several motions tailored around trying to get a handle, particularly on the unobserved bycatch. And that's going to be real difficult because the U.S. is not designed something beyond maybe 30% coverage in the Gulf of Alaska. Even with the new program coming on board, there will probably still be 70% not observed. So that is a potential big problem if you're really worried about the halibut resource.
As far as the amount of bycatch, is it this last year was reported at about 10 million pounds, is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was 9.9 or something, but yeah, it was very close to 10 million pounds of bycatch. And that's, you know, most people in the fishing industry think that that's fairly accurate from the Bering Sea, which probably is about 60% of that bycatch number, but do not believe that the Gulf of Alaska numbers are accurate. They're probably low.
Meaning that you think there's more bycatch than is being reported in the Gulf?
That's correct.
Obviously, with the stocks as they are, the concerns over the retrospective issue folks may have heard about in terms of overestimates in the past of stocks and underestimates of harvest and so on, this was becoming a bigger concern for people, do you think, bycatch?
Well, if you're in the halibut fishery, it's got to be a tremendous concern because the component of the resource, the commission indicates that we've lost a lot of the older fish, and we're basically reliant on say 8 to 15 year old fish right now, and they recruit close to 8 years, beginning 8 years of age, and if they get treated as bycatch, of course the trawl fishery tends to have a bycatch of smaller fish, and if you can't kill fish twice, so you kill them when they're young, they don't tend to get larger, so that's the big concern.